Meet Judge Elizabeth Schurer, the Broward judge at the helm of the Parkland School shooting case. She opened up session agreeing to seal documents pertaining to the case.
I just feel that because an order has already been issued by this court, meaning a judge in the 17th Circuit, that and because, like I said, it's a very limited issue. I believe the defense was entitled to what they were asking for, and this court has already ordered that the motions and the order be sealed. I'm going to just leave it the way it is.
Elizabeth Schurer is the daughter of legendary Broward County Attorney Bill Schurer. Her track record has been heavily scrutinized over the years. In 2014, she signed a SWAT warrant to raid the home of small-time drug dealer Howard Bowe. Bowe was unarmed when SWAT members snuck in through his back door. Officer Michael McKenzie busted down the door and shot the unarmed man dead. Bowe never got his day in court. And Bo's uncle subsequently stated, quote, "You go through the front door with a search warrant. When you go through the back door, that's a death warrant." Why they wanted to kill the man remains unknown. Now, the irony behind Judge Schurer's signature was that her husband turned out to be a bigger drug dealer than Bo. In 2009, her husband of 7 years, Anthony Mercer, was arrested for drug dealing. During her marriage, she also dated a pervert cop named Charles Grady. And Grady was arrested for sexual assault and molestation. He eventually got off easy with only 2 misdemeanors. Meet Sheriff Scott Israel. Israel has been seen ahead of the bandwagon screaming for gun control.
But lastly, we do need to have some gun control reform. 18-year-olds should never have a rifle. An 18-year-old kid should not have a rifle. 18-year-old kid, they're not adults yet. They're in high school. These kids should not have a rifle. Bump stocks should be illegal. They should be outlawed forever. Automatic rifles should be outlawed forever. And anybody who says different, I don't know about other people, but Emmer and I, we're calling BS on that.
In 2012, Israel was accused of statutory rape.
Hi, Scott. It's me again. You know that at 17, because of you, I had to have an abortion. And now I'm finding out you have 3 kids. Mm-hmm. And a kid from another marriage. And a wife of 20 years. And you're happily married. Like, are you serious? Like, do you really think I'm stupid? I mean, we've been, you know, working together for quite a while. And I'm just finding this out now. I'm pretty taken back, you know, especially for a former policeman. Like, Susan must be really happy with you. She must be so thrilled that you're having an affair with a 17-year-old girl who you got pregnant and had to have an abortion. Yeah, I'm sure she'll be really happy about that one. Well, good luck.
The way Scott Israel achieved office was also heavily scrutinized.
I want to depoliticize BSO.
Prior to winning office in 2012, Israel promised to take politics out of policing.
We're here at the Lowe's Home Improvement Center on Federal.
He accused then-Sheriff Al Lamberti of, quote, shameless promotion for holding document shredding events that included his face on the side of privately owned trucks. But when Israel took office, he simply had his own face put on shredding trucks and continued the practice.
I will not be spending money on bagels with the sheriff.
Israel also railed at Lamberti for using BSO resources at his so-called coffees with the sheriff.
For shameful self-promotions.
But now Israel is doing the same thing at area McDonald's, only with free ice cream instead of coffee.
The department has become 100% more political since Scott Israel's come in here.
In Tamarack, Bob Norman, Local 10 News.
Meet the Sneeds, the family that took Nicholas Cruz in. James Sneed serves on the Broward County School District School Board and was an electronic warfare signal intelligence analyst. He was military intelligence for the Army at Fort Hood and had a national top secret security clearance. This guy is deeply connected to the machine, obviously. With all those credentials, Sneed claims to know nothing about Nicholas Cruz and him being a quote-unquote monster Despite all the allegations of Cruz being involved in multiple incidents on school campus, this is a Broward County school board member here claiming ignorance with his high-level military intelligence and psychology degree. He's almost assuredly involved in a cover-up here. Before moving in with the Sneeds, Nicholas Cruz and his half-brother stayed with Roxanne Deschamps. Roxanne was arrested in 2011 for fraud, and Nicholas Cruz would later claim that Deschamps stole around $3,000 from him. And it is Roxanne who wants to take control of this guy's inheritance following the death of Cruz's adoptive mother, Linda Cruz. The Cruz estate is said to value upwards of $1 million. As I've stated before, Nicholas Cruz's adoptive parents were filthy rich. Roger Cruz was president and co-founder of the huge company Mark Robert Enterprises, a $40 million a year printing company. He was partners with Jewish entrepreneur and sports agent Irwin Wiener, the agent of Dr. J. Julius Irving. To this date, the mainstream media has yet to acknowledge Roger Cruz's true profession. They simply state, strangely, that he was involved in advertising. Nicholas Cruz is described as a racist. His brother Zachary can be seen here with Nicholas holding their adoptive mother's ashes. Zachary is obviously black, and they seem to get along very well. Following the incident, Zachary Cruz was involuntarily submitted to a mental institute. The people commenting on Cruz's Instagram page are following and have very, very deranged followers. Some of them fashion in monarch mind control. This is interesting, considering Cruz's close relationship with military intelligence officers, his affinity for the Army, and his enrollment in the JROTC program.